God, I'm horny. But what's a dog to do? Ever since the princess fiasco, my name is Mud with most of the ladies in the neighborhood. The others are either house dogs or lesbians, and I'll be damned if I'm going to hump a pug. But what's a dog gotta do to meet a decent bitch nowadays? I tried seeing eye dates, couple slump boxers, eHarmony, J-Date. None of it worked. And if you think my religious beliefs are for sale just to get a piece of tail, well, you've got another thing coming. What do you take me for, Ashton Kutcher? Well, anyway, the point is, I'm like a race car in the red right now. And a race car in the red is dangerous, man. Every day I wake up with morning Maybelline. It's just a matter of time before Female Master realizes I'm the one who keeps leaving internet porn up on the computer. And wait till they get a load of the 1-900 bill. Whew. Hopefully they'll be sympathetic to my plight. I mean, I have no outlet right now. There's absolutely nothing I can do to appease this, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Hey, Jay!
Jesus, criminy, Timmy. Where did you come from? You scared the shit out of me.
Sorry to interrupt naughty time, Jerry, but mother and father just dropped me off. Looks like I get to spend the whole afternoon with you, boy.
Whoopee. A whole afternoon with Timmy and his, what are those, paper dolls?
Well, I'd love to play outside with you, boy, but I've got serious work to do. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, you know, and I've got to write out my Valentine cards for all the kids in my class.
What the f*** are you talking about now, Timmy?
Jerry, you're looking at me as if I'm crazy.
Well, you are wearing a welder's mask.
You see, boy, Valentine's Day is the holiday of love. It's also the anniversary of one of the bloodiest mass murders in American history. But we choose to focus on the love part. Anyway, St. Valentine is the patron saint of lovers. We honor him every February 14th by reminding those closest to us how much we love them. Whether with candy, or flowers, or with a card, like I'm doing. For the boys in my class, it's special Andromeda Valentine cards. And for the girls, Xena Warrior Princess.
Kid, someone should punch your parents right square in the mouth.
Of course, the trick to Valentine's Day cards is making sure you send the right message to the right friend. For example, the bully in school, Eddie. He's getting a card of Captain Dylan Hunt, played by the hunky Kevin Sorbo, shaking hands with a Nietzschean commander. It reads, "Let's make peace, Valentine." Where on the other hand, Rachel Jones, she'll get this special Xena card on account that she makes my pee-pee tickle. It reads, "I think I Xena Princess, and it's you, Valentine." You see, Jerry, Valentine's Day is the perfect way to send a special message to a special friend. Well, I better get busy. Lots of strategy to pour over, you know.
Timmy, don't do it! Seriously, this can only end badly for you. I know you mean well, but this has schoolyard wedgie written all over it. Trust me on this one. Your special friend is going to turn your Fruit of the Looms into butt flogs if she gets a love note from the geekiest kid in class. Timmy, I only tell you this because, well, deep down I care about you, son. Timmy, are you listening? Timmy, take off that damn welder's mask and listen. Timmy!
Oh, rat farts. It's too late. The geek is already elbow deep. Hey, where are the adult humans in this poor kid's life to save him from catastrophes like this? A day designated for special messages of love. I mean, has anyone gotten love in return over such a ridiculous... Hey, wait a minute. That's not such a bad idea. Truth is, I could use a boost like that myself. I'm hornier than Charlie Sheen right now. Yeah, I could send one to Princess. Maybe smooth things over with the old girl. Something like, "You're fine. Be mine, canine." Or maybe, "Sorry I knocked you up, got you kicked out of your home, and stood by and watched our babies being given away for free. Valentine. Wonder if Zia makes a card for that occasion. I bet your princess would go for it in a snap.
Oh, Jerry, thank you for the Valentine card. I forgive you.
Awesome. Well, what do you say you, turn around then? Brace yourself.
Okay, Valentine, whatever you want.
Cool.
You know, it's like I've always said, 8 of your own children come and go, but a love between a male and female lasts forever.
Whoa! Abort! Abort dream! Abort! Abort! Okay, so maybe that's not such a good idea. I wonder... Well, I guess it's worth a shot. Something like, time to get it from behind, pretty young Valentine. Yeah. Here, precious. Maybe put on this lingerie. Just have some fun with it, you know. No. Pretend the camera and I aren't even in the room. That's it. There you go. Hey, move your ear. It's in the shot. Yeah, you just flip it out of the way.
Precious, where are you, boy?
Oh, precious. Here comes Master. Act natural. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. I guess I just daydreamed that, huh? Well, I think I may have just taken a wrong turn down a pretty dark path there. Well... As long as I'm here, might as well walk around a little bit. How about this card? Roses are red, milk bones are hard. You can keep a secret, right, retard?
Jerry, you said we were going to the bone store. This looks like the woods.
Okay, no. Stop. Stop dream sequence. I can't do this one. Cut. That was close. I won't even be able to look Chi-Chi in the eye ever again. Let's see. I gotta figure this out some way. Oh, I got a good idea for a Valentine card. I'll send one to Master's leg. Something like, I know it's bone on bone, but let's give it a go, Valentine.
Jerry!
Yeah!
Come on, Jerry! Hang in there, boy!
I think I've got him this time, Butch!
Just hold on! 8 seconds, Jerry! That's all you need!
I said get off, Jerry!
Well, crap. That probably won't work either. Maybe this Valentine thing just wasn't meant to be for me. What's a dog to do? Well, I know one person who appreciates me and doesn't need me to send flowers or candy or a stupid card in exchange for a simple, cheap thrill. And that person is me. Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?